We have Tasu, who's talented of many costumes and designs. All right, and I hand it to you, King Nongs.
Thank you, Iggy. And thank you to Crunchyroll Expo. Sounds like you guys are ready for, once again, another innovative and unorthodox show here at Crunchyroll Expo. How are you guys doing tonight? Thank you, everyone. And just so that you guys know, for those of you who have been checking out some of the other events, my name is Mario Bueno. I've been hosting the CRX chats over at the CRX stage, as well as the very appropriately titled Mario Mashup events. Did any of you guys happen to check out today's, by any chance? So, yeah, how about King Noctis versus Johnny Weir, huh? That was a thing. It has been an exciting weekend. We also have a very interesting show for you guys tonight. As you notice, this is not just the Crunchyroll Expo Masquerade. This is the Crunchyroll Masquerade Ultra Deluxe. So in addition to your standard Masquerade format, we have a special game show for you guys after we get through the main program. So it's two, that's right, two events for the price of one. So regal. All right, but we are also here to bring up a bunch of wonderful cosplayers, some of whom will be showing off their hard work, some of whom will be showing off performances. So, Iggy, what do you say we get this, pardon the pun, show on the road?
Sounds good. Let's get it roading.
There are going to be so many car puns, aren't there? Sorry in advance, it's going to be dad jokes. Well, I guess mom joke for Iggy.
And if you guys can't tell, we have Gladio, who might be coming up here and there later on tonight. So we have a whole team backstage as well, so give it for Final Fantasy 15, guys!
Get fired up, I love that ambient music that they have. Alright, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let us begin the inaugural Crunchyroll Expo Masquerade with our first presentation. So coming up first from the Seven Deadly Sins, this is King, the Grisly Sin of Sloth, and this performance is the Seven Deadly Cinnamon Roll.
Thank you.
the Mario mashup from today. So like I was implying, for those of you who were not there, we had a very interesting mashup between Ray Chase, who is the voice of Noctis Lucius Caleb, and U.S. figure skater Johnny Weir, who is very popular amongst all of you, I believe. It was a very exciting match, and it's actually interesting that I mention that because our next performance is from the anime that has brought Johnny into our wonderful world of anime fandom. If you haven't already figured it out, this is from Yuri on Ice. And the presenter is iCosplay Insanity. And iCosplay Insanity is presenting a look into the mind of Katsuki Yuri and what Eros means to him. Hint, it's something tasty. This is Contemplating Eros. So as we're in the first year, huh? We will always have our little hiccups. So this is entry number 5, just to give a heads up there. And also, thank you so much for your patience and support. I'm also glad that you guys are a super enthusiastic crowd, because you guys were popping for Cosplay Insanity before they got to the stage. So hey, let's hear that energy one more time, guys. To make history. Cool. So this is entry number 5, Contemplating Eros.
I'm not any closer to figuring out what Eros is. Eros. Something that makes you lose the ability to make rational decisions. What does that even mean? What tempts me to act against my better judgment? What?
Aaron has some big dreams for the future. This is Aaron and Armin, but mostly Aaron.
I've always had a day I go to heaven. Heavenly Father will shake my hand and say, "You've done an awesome job, Kevin. Now it's our time to go out and celebrate. We can just do it together, you and me, but mostly me."
Genius master plan, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh no.
Well,
quite a long time for a couple of youngsters to dream of killing us. And now they've returned with their awful hearts. What about their devising a plan when we can just act according to the plan they've been perfecting for the past year? It'll be much easier to stop them that way, don't you agree?
Meenery? It's so nice of you to play along with their strategy like that, Doc. You're so considerate!
I highly doubt that they'll have much of a strategy, huh? They did say so, Doctor.
Perfect. Follow me.
What?
One more round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. Alrighty, our next presentation. This is entry number 13, those of you keeping track in the back. This is Meow Meow Akuma with a presentation from D. Greyman. Meow Meow Akuma wanted to let you know that my obsession with D. Greyman has led me to want to recreate every character in the series. That is my goal. This presentation is the grave of Maria. So our next presentation is entry number 14, and this one is being brought to you by Pizza Time Cosplay, who I apologize to profusely in advance because you'll see why in a second. This is going to be from Dynasty Warriors 8. And now we travel to ancient China during the Three Kingdoms period, where we see, let me get this right, Sai Wenji and Wang Yi from the Wei faction. This is Pizza Time Cosplay presenting Dynasty Travels in Time and Space.
It appears we have returned home. The chaos has ended.
certain. My friend, nothing in life is certain. But we might want to...
Run!
Flashbacks of every Overwatch game I've played against Hanzo and Genji in the last, like, 6 months. Thanks for the trigger, but also thanks for that wonderful presentation. That was Pizza Time Cosplay. Give it up one more time, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, for our next presentation, this is entry number 15. This is Fiora and Marie, presenting from Atelier Chalet. Shalastera Argo and Shalat Elminus, the alchemists of dusk, seek out new lands, new friends, new ingredients, and maybe while they're at it, a chance to save the world. This is the Alchemists of Dusk. Hey, that was Fiora and Marie presenting from Atelier Chalet. One more round of applause, ladies and gentlemen! So for our next presentation...
It looks like we need a little help here because it has something to do with Daddy.
Did somebody say Daddy?
Now you go! Jimmy! I'm gonna have to run around the lane like 10 times because of that, aren't I? Oh well. So yes, our next presentation actually does involve dads, specifically Dream Dads from Dream Daddy. And this is PD Leo presenting Goth Dad. Who's Goth music was so dad joke tier, we actually had to cut the music. So, who wants to just gawk at a goth dad? Ladies and gentlemen, this is PB Leo as goth dad from Dream Daddy. Your daddy and what does he do? Right. Let's give it up one more time for PB Leo from Dream Daddy! And now we go from Dream Daddy to Sailor Moon. Okay, so this is entry number 18 for those of you keeping track in the back. Coming up next is Vanilla Mochi. By Jupiter, the planet of thunder, guardian of protection, Sailor Jupiter! This is entry number 19. This is going to be a Yu-Gi-Oh! Skit.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to
please welcome the Dark Magician and Dark Magician Girl, and just so you know, both armors are made by the talented artist Chewbacca, who is cosplaying as the Dark Magician. Let's give it up for Dark Magician and Dark Magician Girl!
We can get that challenge.
Yay!
You're the best, Iggy.
Of course. Just for you.
It's good to be the king. Once again, that was Dark Magician and Dark Magician Girl from Yu-Gi-Oh! So one more round of applause, please. Jim, it doesn't have one. Very nice. Okay, our next presentation is entry number 20. This one. So you know that main course that I want you to prepare after the Urion Ice presentation?
Yes.
Do we have any desserts to go with that?
Just thought of a new recipe, tomato candy.
Wait, what?
That'll be a good way to get you started on more vegetables.
I don't want a vegetable!
At least it'll be sweet.
Alright, I'll give you that one. And speaking of sweet, question. Do any of you want to be candy, cookies, or pudding when Majin Buu eats you? Anyone? Wow, you guys are like lemmings out here. Lord, I can't believe we're so enthusiastic being turned into candy. Anyway, our next presentation is brought to you by Shaku Cosplay as Majin Buu from Dragon Ball Super!
Thank you.
Rocky. Thank you.
I'm always by your side.
You will always be by my side. Even if anything should happen, even if the mountains should crumble, even if you should go blind, you will always be by my side. That is a promise, Iggy. That is a promise.
Because my eyes can see further than my heart.
That's also why I have you behind the wheel, because seriously, my nighttime driving is terrible. I can only see like 3 feet ahead. And you know, right?
You shouldn't be driving at a certain nighttime.
But how else are we going to get to the secret hunts at like midnight?
Yeah, not if they destroy the car.
Point! Our next presentation is entry number 23. This is from a franchise that has had a recent revival because of a really popular retro-style game to celebrate one of its many anniversaries. This is from Sonic the Hedgehog.
Thank you.
the second half of our program. Now, while we do that, they say sometimes better late than never. To clearly stall for time, because that's the thing we have to do. I prepared a little something for you guys. I would have done it top of the show, but I wanted to make sure that we had all of our wonderful Masquerade participants prioritized so that they can have their moment on this wonderful stage. And by the way, let's give them all one last thunderous round. Crunchyroll Expo Masquerade. So good on you guys. Thank you for being a part of our show. Now, we'll be going into our Ultra Deluxe portion of the show in a moment, and I will be going through how this is going to go down. A quick warning before we get into the quick stall time that I have prepared for you. Be ready, because this next part of the show is on you guys. You guys will get to be a part of the inaugural Crunchyroll Masquerade Ultra Deluxe Game Show. But more on that in a moment. So, as I said, better late than never. Earlier this year, I wanted to celebrate the 30th anniversary of the Final Fantasy franchise. Unfortunately, due to some scheduling snafus, I had to cut that particular introduction at that particular event, but since we have a little bit of time to burn, if you guys will entreat me, 7 years ago with one of my favorite co-hosts, Uncle Yo, I don't know if any of you guys happen to be familiar with his work, he travels across the country, and this is actually his farewell tour this year, so catch him while you still can. We prepared a little something for the good folks in Boston a few years back. It was an ode to Final Fantasy in the most American way possible. So if you guys will entreat me, you can stand, sit, take knee, whatever. Look, this is a post-J.J. Abrams Star Wars world. You can do whatever you want. As we celebrate Final Fantasy, the beautiful. Oh, beautiful, for speed of skies. For selfies, love of trains, for potions high and phoenix downs, for Kefka's glorious reign. America, America, you import this friend. These games are good, they rock my hood, except for most of 13. Beautiful for Omni Slash, as used by Cloud of Strife, who more than Bosch. His country love, Bahamut shines in his light. Square Enix to you, I'm true, cause EverQuest is dead still. Collect thy gill till you've got your fill, or play instead. And just that we're clear, we're talking about everything from A Realm Reborn and onward. None of that before Meteor Strife. Anyone who's ever played 14 knows exactly what I'm talking about. Just saying. Oh, beautiful costume designs that last throughout the years. The skits that save each masquerade, or bring them down in tears. From tactics to Dissidia, and every spin-off in between, especially Crisis Core.
sight. The low is right new fight.
Thank you. Thank you.
He also made that puppet.
Oh, really well.
On a cruise ship. In Australia. He's a master puppeteer, Sonic says. Okay, so the next judge's award is my judge's award. And I think it's going to Pizza Time Cosplay for Dynasty Warriors! Come on! One look and there's no doubt why they got my judge's award. They look great on stage, the embroidery goes on for days. They will be getting acrylic statue for inaugural Crunchyroll 2017 and Spider-Gwen courtesy of Kodokia! Congratulations, here you go! And the Konatsu Center, I also want to say excellent use of husbando or boyfriendo for your skit!
Undertaker, and Grail Stuxley, all from Kodokia to our Best in Show
So you guys can have a big picture. Come on up to the front. Everybody, up to the front.